When machinists voted 2-1 to reject Boeing's surprise 8-year contract extension, they said it wasn't just because of the takeaways on benefits. They say leaders from their international branch based in Maryland reached the agreement behind closed doors without their involvement. And they're unhappy with local 751 district president Tom Robleski. He reportedly tore up a copy of the proposal at a union meeting last week, denouncing it, but this past Monday he seemed to endorse it when he stood with a top Boeing executive at a bill signing for the tax breaks passed by the state. Boeing electrician Thomas Campbell says his fellow machinists erupted with anger at Robleski and other union leaders after the votes were counted.
In that meeting in there, you could see that our union leaderships are sellouts, and that's why they literally were booed off stage. They had to get out of here because we're pissed.
Robleski and leaders from the international organization didn't reply to emails seeking comment. Campbell says the machinists may push for a vote of no confidence in Robleski. All of this complicates the matter of reaching some kind of agreement with Boeing to locate the 777 work here. And Boeing says it has no plans to re-engage with the union until the regular bargaining period before the contract expires in 2016. The company's moving ahead with exploring all options for where to build the airplane. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.